The Jerry Doyle Show.
I got an email from our guest, Anita Finley, author, actress, blogger, EpicTimes.com contributor, author of the book Dirty Words on Clean Skin. After I had posted up my rantings about Hillary Clinton's appearance at the United Nations and labeling it the epic fail of the day, Anita was not too happy with my labeling Hillary Clinton's appearance as the epic fail of the day. And she said to me, let's jaw about it. Okay, Anita Finley, welcome back to the show. Let's jaw about it.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Great to be back with you. How are you?
I'm good. And just for I just want to tell people why I put it as the epic fail of the day. And I said, in the lead up to her appearance at the United Nations, I said CNN, MSNBC, and Fox, they spent almost an hour talking about Whitewater and Travelgate and Bill Clinton and Hope, Arkansas, and a Republican shooting a pumpkin to recreate the shooting of Vince Foster. And they went into George Bush and they went into Jeb Bush. And I said, if this is what we can expect in what it is we're going to see with Hillary Clinton, I said that disqualifies her, in my opinion, from running for or being the president of the United States, because it will never be about the present and the future. It will always be about adjudicating the past. That's the reason I mainly labeled it the epic fail of the day.
But that was my point. I knew that, and that's why I emailed you. Don't you think that it would be a lot more fair to put Fox News, CNN, and the pictures of those jackasses up there who are pushing these narratives? She's not talking about them. You know, they are the ones who are guilty of the epic fail of the day. I think that we're missing the bigger picture here, and that's why I'm so happy to have an opportunity to talk about it, because the press is desperate to maintain control in a world where social media is starting to take over and the gatekeepers are increasingly being called into question. This really isn't about Hillary. This is about their frustration with not only a woman or a Clinton. It doesn't matter. I suspect the woman-ness is part of it. But I think a bigger part of it is that she is so formidable and she is so popular, they don't like the fact that they don't get to control her narrative. And they're saying, we're going to beat you up, honey. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about so you can't get to talk about what's important. Now, just look at it this way. When she was up there at the UN, I listened to the speech that she gave before the press conference. I'm not sure if you had a chance to, but for 15 minutes she was talking about, you know, women's role in the world and how our participation in the economy brings about more peaceful economy and better partners around the world, and how important that is for women and for men. That's really that's a realistic and a forward-thinking concern. So who is it that's not talking about the future? Who is it that's not allowing us to talk about something productive? And this is not about whether you're a libertarian, a conservative, a Republican, a Democrat. Who cares? You get to feel and believe and support whomever you want. That's your business. It isn't about, I'm telling you, vote for Hillary. It isn't that at all. But the fact is, at least she's attempting to talk about that. She's talking about moving forward in so many ways, but it's the media that is determined. So wouldn't it be more fair to put their pictures up there? They're the ones stopping you. And I promise you, they did the same crap to Romney. They'll do it to anybody they feel like it if that's not the person they think should be installed in the White House. So even if you don't have her running, if you think that you're going to get a clean slate and they're going to talk about the issues, I would beg to differ with you there.
Okay, that's a legitimate point, and I would just say, you know, Bush, Clinton, Clinton, Bush, moving forward 2016 doesn't sound to me, because Jeb Bush will be about George Bush, and George Bush will be about a George H.W. Bush, and it'll be about Iraq, and it'll be, I mean, I just see it just descending into all of the things of the past, and not about the present, and not about the future. But one of the things I had a problem with, in addition to the whole narrative that led up to what she was talking about, was the staging of what it led up to. And by that I mean, she was at the United Nations, she was talking about women's issues, and she came out and the press was telling us she's going to address the email issue, she's going to address the email issue, she's going to address the email issue. But then she came out and she addressed the issues of women's equality. And then she went into pseudo Secretary of State role in saying that the Republicans' letter to the Iranian leaders was either designed to help the Iranians or hurt the president. And then she got to the email address. And I don't want to just boil it down to, you know, something that's too basic. But it'd be like, hey, honey, welcome home. I got you flowers. Look, I made you dinner. And, oh, by the way, I slept with your sister. You know, I mean, it's like the setup for me was just too massaged instead of just coming out and addressing the issue. And I thought she was using the issue of her womanhood as both a sword and then turning around and using it as a shield.
Isn't it interesting? I didn't take it that way. You know what I thought she was doing? She was there at the UN. I think she was attempting to make the point, yeah, I'm going to answer you and answer all your questions about these emails, but first, what I'm going to talk to you about is issues that really concern the American people. They didn't ask her one question about something that concerns half the citizens of this earth, namely women. And the 47, you know, 47 senators, 47 traitors, whatever the hashtag is, however you want to talk about them, you know, that was a big issue of the day. That's a pretty big thing that these Republicans, you know, and this is backfiring on them big time. They went and sent a letter to a hostile government to undercut the president in the middle of his negotiations. It doesn't even matter. You know, I've been very critical of President Obama, due respect, but, you know, it's just, is that the appropriate thing to do? Does that weaken us as a nation to say that to an outsider? It's sort of like, you know, crabbing about your family. I get to say something bad about them, but you don't. And so I think that she was pointing that out, I think, to make a contrast, to say, look, this is what's going on here, and you don't want to know about that, and now we're going to talk about your email.
I
think that's why she was doing it.
And she's very good at controlling the room. There's no doubt about it. And you and I talked about this, and this is where the Republicans are going to go off the rail. If they think they're going to find something in those emails, they're not, because she's wicked smart. She's a political animal, and she understands where her path lies if she decides to go down that path of 2016. So I don't think she would be careless enough or stupid enough to put anything in there or to take something out of there that they'd be able to say, see, look, you're hiding something. She's not dumb, if anything. So the Republicans, I think, are going to overreact on this in a way that Republicans have hurt themselves in the past in other instances. But I just look at this as like, have we not had enough of this? And let me give you an example. As an actress and myself as a former actor, we've both been on the set with problem actors. And I was talking to a director, and we were talking about different people and, you know, people that used to be big and where are they now? And Billy Zane's name came up, who I think is a phenomenally talented actor. And I said, what happened to him? Because, you know, he's a great actor and, you know, he was in Titanic but we haven't really seen much of him. And he said, just extremely difficult to work with. If you can get what you need from him without a lot of drama, that's a bonus. But most people are of the opinion that he's too difficult to work with and therefore too much of a distraction. And therefore, we choose not to work with him. We don't bring him onto the set. And I think the same thing with the name Bush and the name Clinton.
Wait a second. I got to take issue with you here. Anybody who's ever actually worked with Hillary, I'm not talking about people who've never met her and throw spears.
No. I'm not talking about her.
I'm not talking about her.
I'm talking about...
I think she's great to work with. So
I know.
But you're blaming her.
No. I'm not blaming her. What I'm saying is that if she is going to bring a disruptive force, not by her own fault, but because of what the media does and how it is it's reported and what it is they talk about, Whitewater, Travelgate, Vince Foster, Monica Lewinsky, blah, 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 blah. If that's the environment that she's going to come into, whether she deserves it or not, is that the healthiest environment for us to be in as a nation?
You know, I take your point. I absolutely do. But, you know, what I'm saying is that it would be difficult for anybody. It doesn't matter which entity you get. The media wishes to control the narrative. They are corporate owned. They are looking at their own bottom line, and they wish to have, as you have said in the past, a useful idiot in there. So isn't it our obligation, no matter which candidate you support, it doesn't matter who, but whoever you choose and you think is going to be the least useful idiot and not an idiot at all and is at least going to fight back, Don't you think that whoever is going to try to break free of that is going to encounter the same kind of guff she's getting? They may not have the same kind of ammunition, so they'll use different ammunition. There's nobody who's not going to have something thrown at them. I mean, we thought Romney was kind of a bland, no, I don't want to say bland because that sounds insulting. He seemed like kind of a nice middle-of-the-road guy and a very smart businessman, but you saw the way that he was treated by the media. In fact, our very first conversation, Jerry, 2.5 years ago, I talked to you about the way that he had been zoomed by the media. I was, you know, happy to acknowledge that, and I didn't think that was appropriate either. I think this is not about her. I think this is about us. This is about us using every means at our disposal to fight back and say, look at the Twitter sphere. Look at how 4 major news outlets, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Politico, and Associated Press, have had to walk back this faux scandal and some of the accusations at her because they said stuff that simply wasn't true. And right. So the fact of the matter is, isn't that incumbent upon us to make more noise, which is what you know I'm always advocating for? Isn't that the only thing that's going to change the narrative?
Yeah, that's true. And it could be a sad commentary on where we're at, that if, in fact, Hillary Clinton is the best person to be the nominee for the Democrat Party and Jeb Bush happens to be the best person as the nominee for the Republican Party, that we're never going to get to have healthy debates about the issues that matter to the country because, for whatever reason or reasons, we're living in this toxic, absolutely media-polluted environment where they're more concerned about jacking the dials and ratings than they are about delivering solutions that we so desperately need.
You know something? I have my own blog. I have my own website. I started doing this in 2008. I never had done anything. I don't care. I'm an actress, whatever. I never did anything like this before. And as you know, and as anybody at Epic Times knows, I don't just write about Hillary. I write about a lot of things. I write a lot about social commentary. I've done profiles of a lot of people. And I will continue to do it. I don't get paid a dime to do that. I do it because I think it's the right thing to do. This whole episode that happened in 2008, the way I saw the media controlling the narrative, people may not agree with me, but I hope they respect that I'm speaking the truth and that I'm speaking from my heart and that I'm working hard to research what I say and that I don't just talk out of one side of my ear. I do it because I think it's the right thing to do. And the reason I mention it is because I think you're doing the same thing. And I think that there's more of us that need to join together and do that. It is so simple to make a comment on Facebook, to send a letter to your congressman. You just have to change your life 2% by getting just a little more vocal. Have your own blog. Send a tweet out.
Sure.
You'd be
absolutely
surprised. That is going to change the narrative. Do you know today there was the gentleman who I quoted in my piece, John West, who did some research for me. Usually I do all of my own, but he had put all this stuff together from the State Department. I said, great, you know, partner with me and I'll use this. And he said, sure, go ahead. And it was interesting because he wrote a letter to Chuck Todd taking issue, and the guy is with MSNBC. He wrote a letter taking issue with his reporting. Do you know Chuck Todd answered him? He didn't
know
him from a hole in the wall. He's nobody.
Yeah.
You know, in the space of things, Chuck Todd sent him a long, detailed letter. It was amazing. And the fact of the matter is these guys and gals are feeling more obligated now to answer to you and me. Don't forget, we now have, as I like to call it, the Yelp factor.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
You can
take
a business down with, you know, I'll give you a bad review. The consumerism, we have a lot more power out here on the ground than we think. So
right.
I just don't want to see us negate any candidate, I don't care who it is, forget which one, because, oh, the past this, or we already heard about them over there, you know, just because the media has already tried to poison you about them. You have to look at that person fresh, and the only way to do that is to say, you better do your job properly, or we're going to turn you off, cancel you, shut you out. They feel it in the pocket.
Yeah, amen to that. I mean, the way I started the program today, Anita, was the Ferguson, Missouri media whores, the race baiters, and the poverty pimps got what they wanted. almost what they wanted. They really wanted a full-on, days-long, weeks-long L.A.-style riot, but they'll settle for the ratings bump that they'll get from two-shot cops. And I threw the media under the bus today because they wanted to make these issues black and white. They wanted to race bait. They wanted to draw this in. But now that we see two cops shot, now it's like two police officers, white or black, they don't say. Were shot by two white or black, they don't say. So they know what they did, and they know what they're doing, and they know the disservice that they're doing. And to your point, we have a responsibility to take back control of what it is we discuss and overcome their irresponsibility generated strictly for ratings.
I totally agree with you, and I know it's a lot more work for people, but it absolutely can be done. We are already doing it because you and I don't agree on certain issues, but we're willing to sit down and talk about it and meet in the middle, right. And that is a great thing.
Absolutely. I always enjoy talking to you. Anita's latest piece up there at epictimes.com, Hillary's emails, Truth Trumps Media Madness. And you can check out her blogs at her own website, AnitaFinley.com. We'll see how this plays out. I don't fear a lot of things, but I do have great concern that if we never get around to discussing the issues, we'll never get around to finding the solutions. And if people continually want to look out the rearview mirror, they're missing the view out the front. And for better or worse, that seems to be what we get from the media today. We get it straight from you. Anita Finley, author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, Amazon.com, all major book retailers. Check out all she writes for us at EpicTimes.com. Thank you, Anita. We'll do it again. Look forward to it.
Thank you so much, Jerry. We'll see what the candidates say when they speak for themselves. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.